The Healthy Minx Podcast. Everything health.
Welcome to the next episode of The Healthy Minx. I am Kate Schmutter. I'm a naturopath, nutritionist, homeopath and herbalist and owner of Ascension Natural Medicine.
I'm Carly Meaden. I am a naturopath, nutritionist and lecturer.
My name is Rhea Bailhart. I graduated 3 years ago as a naturopath and then I practiced as a thyroid specialist and saw over 1,500 patients.
Our topic for today is organic versus conventional food. What are our experiences? What do we think? And is it worth it?
It's a big one. I think most people that you would speak to who eat organic more often than not will tell you that it tastes different.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Pulling an organic apple off a tree, they taste nothing like what you buy in the supermarket.
True. That's a
big difference there. As far as nutritional quality is concerned, that is one of the big, the touchy points about this. Are organics better?
I personally am pro-organic as much as you can. My personal reasons are, one, the taste, and two, I found I was spending a lot of money in the supermarkets and getting my food home and then a day or two later, not tasty, and I just wasn't using them. Whereas when I switched to organic, I felt like, yeah, the taste was there, the crunchiness was there, and I was using them a lot more.
You know what I found? I remember maybe about a year ago, I bought little cherry tomatoes from Aldi and they looked fresh for about 3 weeks. And
well,
it was creepy as. And then there was this article that came out in The Age about how they'd been spliced essentially with fish guts to make them look fresh.
It's fish funny guts. You say that. Yeah. My grandma and I had an ongoing thing. She had a tomato on her windowsill for nearly 6 months.
No.
And it was an ongoing joke every time I visited. I was like, Do you have your tomato?
Yeah, so it's just like, look at what's being pumped into this stuff. Hey?
Yeah.
Gross.
But for a lot of people, I think they genuinely look at that and go, great. My tomatoes are staying fresh longer.
Yeah.
Well, exactly.
Fruit and vegetable isn't cheap. Harking back to lower socioeconomic status, if you're creating a portion of your budget for fruit and vegetables and it goes off within a few days, why would you buy it?
I make a huge effort to go to the markets and get my fruit and veg just because it is a lot more expensive if you buy organic through your larger supermarket chains. And that's a conscious choice that I have to make, and I have to go every week, get up early and go to the markets, and it's an amazing experience. If you've never done it before, I highly recommend it. But yeah, that's just what I do and that's my choice.
I have two questions for you. One, how long have you been doing it for? And two, what kind of price difference do you think you find? Like, are you paying 50% more? Are you paying 20% more?
I was probably spending at your supermarket chains about $85 a week just on fruit and veg. Now that I go to the markets, I'm spending about 50. So it's a huge price difference. Plus I'm getting organic.
Yeah. And the experience of it too. Like you say, it is more effort, definitely, but it's fun.
Yeah. And I've probably been doing that for a couple of years now. And I don't regret it.
Have you noticed any differences in how you feel? I know that's hard to pinpoint because it's always going to be more than one thing.
I'm not sure about how I feel. I do feel a lot happier when I eat it because I feel like mentally I feel like it's more healthy.
Yeah.
That
and
could
you
be
put in that effort, the
placebo.
Whole experience.
Yep.
Who
yep.
cares? Exactly. I'm all for placebo.
If it works, it works.
Yep. Exactly.
Yep. Which market do you go to?
I go to South Melbourne Market or Paran Market. Mm. I think they're both amazing. Yeah. I like to shop local. And I feel better too cutting out the big supermarket chains.
Sharing the money into the more community-based projects.
Yeah. Do you guys eat organic?
Where possible, yes. I tend to choose more of the foods which are in the Dirty Dozen. I will try and buy those organic. So there's a certain list of foods which changes a little bit.
I have the list.
You've got the list.
I've got the list.
Some foods retain pesticides more, or more heavy duty pesticides are used on them in the growing process. Broccoli being one of those, strawberries, a few other more of the softer, more fleshier fruits and vegetables. So wherever possible, I buy those organic or wash them thoroughly. Soaking the fruit and vegetables for 15 minutes in apple cider vinegar or lemon juice
That's
is also a
huge
great
one. Yep.
Great way
That's
to
great
remove
advice.
It. But once again, if it's been grown with pesticides, its whole lifespan, and possibly if it is GM too and it's been spliced with something, that you know, you can't remove that from soaking it.
No matter how much apple cider vinegar you're using. Yeah.
So what are our foods that you definitely want to buy organic if you can?
Well, the list that I was looking at, it's got peaches, like Carly was saying, nectarines, strawberries, apples, spinach, celery, pears, capsicum's a really big one, mm-hmm. cherries, potatoes, lettuce and imported grapes, which probably most are in the supermarket.
Yeah.
And meat as well, wherever possible. I think meat's an important one too.
Yeah.
Because that retains pesticides down the food chain and as well as the hormones that are put into meat.
Yes. So if you can't afford organic meat, it's a must that you get hormone-free and antibiotic-free meat because these are, well, they're hormones. So they're going to change your body and impact your body as well as the antibiotics. So they're going to change your immune system and especially for children, you know, you want to avoid these because if you're having them in life from your doctor and then you're eating them, it's a huge issue.
So symptoms of high hormone levels in your system or even pesticide responses can be things like development of psoriasis, eczema. Autoimmune disorders can be triggered by toxic substances within the body into actually creating like a trauma and inflammatory response. Also some mood disorders and learning difficulties too are being linked, not quite so directly yet, but coming back to things filtering down within the food chain.
And that's a good point there is if you or someone you know has got some health issues and they're frustrated, they don't know what's wrong, you know, an easy way to cut out some of these issues may be to clean up the food.
Get some allergy testing done wherever possible, get blood work done, but do address the diet.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of this study that's come out about the Swedish family that ate organic for 2 weeks? It's gone viral. Have
yes,
you guys watched
please,
it? The video?
Yeah, please
so
share.
It's this video that's been on YouTube. It's got over 1 million views and it's a Swedish family of 5 that go organic. Everything is organic for 2 weeks.
Yep.
So they do urine testing before and they basically find that they're toxic.
Yep.
So they've got lots of, their urine contains pesticides, including insecticides, fungicides and plant growth regulators. And this
wow.
is a family yep. of 3 young kids.
Yep.
And the mum's basically saying, which is a really valid opinion, she's saying, it's too expensive to eat organic. I've got a big family.
Yes.
But so they strip everything back. They go fully organic for 2 weeks. And even within that really short time space, all of the levels lower. It's wow. basically non-existent, especially in the kids.
Mm.
So it's pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah. And I guess if you think about it, if you're eating what you think is good quality food, you know, 3 meals a day, if it's not organic, those pesticides and all those residues are going to build up in the body. So they're going to change the tissue quality. They're going to change the way that we send our chemical messengers in our body. They're going to change the way that a lot of the body functions. And, you know, that's a huge issue. You want to be able to control that.
Some of the causes of obesity as well, when we consume certain foods which have chemicals in them or antibiotics or whatever, the body will store that, if it can't excrete it effectively, in your fat cells.
Yes.
For women in a particular area, for men in a particular area. So once your fat cells start to store that chemical and they become enlarged by absorbing sugars from your diet, they start sending out inflammatory markers into the system, which then leads into obesity and other metabolic disorders too. So,
yes. Which is a huge issue in our society. Yeah. So I think we need to keep it in balance. I think, you know, people can become obsessive about, I can't go out for dinner because that restaurant doesn't have organic, you know, food or I won't have that smoothie because it's not organic. You know, I think you got to keep it in balance and that attitude towards food is if you're, you know, 70% organic, you're going to be okay.
Yeah, and if you're making the best choices possible.
Yeah.
And see, the whole time I'm sitting here feeling highly hypocritical because I don't eat organically and the main reason is basically price.
Yeah, okay.
It's affordability and for me at this point in time, my priorities aren't there. As I'm talking about it, I'm like, they really should be. Look at the Swedish family.
Yeah.
I could be like the Swedish family. But at this point in time, it's just, it's not really an option for me. And I try to make the best choices where possible and eat obviously fresh and varied foods.
Yep.
But it's also interesting too, because it makes me think about my housemates. Anything I bring into the house that's labeled organic, they bag out so much. They're
yeah.
basically like, what are you doing? Who cares? Does it make any difference? And so even though I know that it does, I think in my mind, this like my home environment where I'm largely cooking, I'm like, yeah, stuff it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm holding a lot of pesticides in my body.
You need to do a detox.
Yes.
So if you have any questions about what we've talked about tonight, about organic or, you know, conventional foods, please check us out on Facebook at The Healthy Minks.